In the early 1980s, gay men in New York and San Francisco began suffering from unusual illnesses and odd infections.
Nobody knew what that meant, and then all of a sudden it became obvious that we were dealing with a problem.
Dr. Michael Braffman is head of medicine at Pennsylvania Hospital now, but he was just beginning his fellowship in infectious diseases at Penn when the syndrome began appearing in Philadelphia.
Every patient that I saw was going to die, and did die, and you prepared for it. You prepared yourself for it. You prepared them and their families for it. And the deaths were never pleasant. They were usually drawn out, associated with lots of complications. It was getting harder and harder over the years to watch that happen.
AIDS has become a manageable illness, easier to control than diabetes. So if you weren't there, it may be hard to imagine how frightening it was in the beginning, how confounding and how deadly.
We all had our horror stories from that period.
David Fair was a young gay activist in the 80s with no medical background and little management experience, but he ended up leading Philadelphia's response to the epidemic after he convinced then-Mayor Wilson Good to devote $6 million to it.
Which nobody in the country had. They didn't have city money. They all had federal money or state money. They were spending on it, like even New York and San Francisco. We had unrestricted city money, which meant we could do anything we wanted.
Fair became head of the AIDS Activity Coordinating Office. He put the money into education, prevention, and care.
There wasn't any medical program to spend it on because there was just research being done. Nobody had any drugs to do anything about it. So we created case management, we created home care programs, we created AIDS housing programs.
Fair was also able to bridge the racial divide that had opened among those fighting to contain the disease.
They referred to Philadelphia as having AIDS war. That's how bad it was.
Rashida Abdul-Kabir was a nurse treating AIDS patients in the 1980s. She worked with the AIDS task force, but felt it focused too much on gay white men. African Americans made up half the cases by 1985, and she let out her frustration publicly at the first AIDS walk in Love Park. She calls it her Malcolm X speech.
I said, you're willing to bend them over and screw them, but you won't take care of them. You're not coming to their neighborhoods doing education or providing them with support services.
Abdul-Kabir founded Babashi, Blacks Educating Blacks About Sexual Health Issues. While she and Fair worked together to address the crisis locally, the group ACT UP exerted pressure nationally to find a cure in the face of what they perceived as indifference tinged with homophobia. They were effective. In the late 80s, researchers discovered AZT would treat AIDS temporarily. Then they developed a cocktail of drugs that worked longer term, and now a single pill a day controls the disease. Rutgers professor Perry Halkitis thinks part of the credit goes to those 1969 protesters.
The reaction to the disease would not have been as robust in the absence of the Stonewall riots.
There are still about 400 cases of AIDS diagnosed every year in Philadelphia. 70% of them are in the African American community.
And so I think we still have work to do.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.